You're listening to the Bird Dog Babe Podcast with my mom, Courtney Bastian.
Hey, Bird Dog Babes. My name is Courtney Bastian, and I am obsessed with all things bird dogs. And I'm here with you to share the stories, experiences, knowledge, and opinions from the women and a few guys in the industry that are killing it. I'm a Wisconsin girl living in a Montana world. I'm mom and two incredible kiddos, wife and occasional assistant to a pro gun dog trainer, traveling the U.S. talking about canine nutrition while hunting, breeding, and competing with my German wire hair pointers and Bronco Italianos. As someone who started hunting later in life because I wanted to give my dogs the opportunity to do what they were bred to do, I'm here to help inspire, educate, and connect women to get their bird dogs out in the field and experience a bond like no other. So pour yourself a glass of wine and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Bird Dog Babe Podcast. I was editing a podcast episode this past week when my son Burke snuck in to avoid his bedtime at the same moment I needed a break. I hit record to have some fun with him. An impromptu and unedited recording from my six-year-old may be some of the best bird dog training and hunting advice you'll ever hear. Let's get after it. When you're training dogs with Dad, what's your favorite type of training to do?
I like to train with the birds, so I like to grab onto the pigeons and put them in the bird, into the dog's face. That gets them, like, locked on so they know what to hunt. They hunt birds.
You're right. What do you think, like, are they pointing when you put it in their face? Or
no,
what are they
no.
doing?
We do that only with the puppies because the big dogs know what to do. The puppies, they haven't started yet, so they just try to grab on. You want them to, like, grab the bird, like, when it's already shot down.
Okay. You want the older dogs to retrieve the birds?
Yeah.
Okay.
The older dogs are the ones what know how to do it, but the puppies are, they're the ones that don't know much, so they need still to learn, but they're good.
Mm-hmm. What do you all do with the puppies?
They the puppies, we usually train them with putting birds in their face so they, like, know what to hunt.
Okay.
Because if they know what to hunt, then they'll hunt that, and then you'll get a bird.
Okay. Got it.
You need things to eat.
What do you feel is the most important rule in hunting?
My biggest rule is it's okay if you didn't get any birds, because having fun is the most important thing to hunt. It's not all about shooting birds. If you didn't shoot a bird, that doesn't mean it's a bad place. All what matters is you had fun.
You're right, buddy. Is there anything else you want to add?
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
When you're out hunting with us, how do you know, like, what a good area would be to find birds in?
Like, tree lines is where you find, like, porcupines and bad things. But,
true story.
And there's also birds in there, like, what?
Yep, so rough grouse.
Rough grouse in there. Mm-hmm. And so if you see a tree line and you want some rough grouse, you better might want to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You never know if they're in there. They might always be in there.
They might. Anything else that birds like that they might be near, that'd be helpful to find?
Water. All animals have to go to a lake to get water. So you might want to hunt close to water. So if you find any birds there, you can just aim and shoot. But you want to hide so they don't see you.
Okay, got it. Do you have any tips for people that want to improve on their shooting for next year? Like how to shoot birds, like any good tips?
Yeah. You want to try to aim at it, because if you hit it, you get to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hit it, you don't get to eat it.
You're right. What's your favorite recipe for when we eat birds? What kind
Like that bird pizza thingy.
The bird pizza. Ooh, I made that pizza.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You like that one?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
That was a good one, wasn't it? Okay. You gave us a lot of good insight today.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your helping me out with this.
Okay.
Sharing some tips and tricks.
Yep.
Are you excited to get your hunt license one day so you can go hunting?
Yes!
Whoa.
I'm really excited.
Which bird species do you want to hunt first? We have ruff grouse in Montana. We have pheasant. We have huns. We have sharptail. We have sage grouse. Really?
Sage grouse.
Why sage grouse?
Because I think they're the birds that like to hide in like the hard, in like the hard stuff.
The sagebrush.
Yeah, like the that's very tough. So
you're right.
They want to be protected from us, so we don't eat them. But you wanna. If you have a boot on and you're trying to hunt them, and you're in this place with lots of sagebrush, you might want to try to put your foot in the bush, and then if a bird comes out, you know that's a right bush, and if you have a mark, you can mark that place so you know there was a bird there.
Mark it on your Onyx map?
Yep, Onyx, if you have one.
Mm-hmm. How do you get one of those? Is it on your phone?
Yeah, maybe some phones, some not phones.
Mm-hmm. What about on the GPS? What have
you learned? Yeah, on the GPS.
On the dog's unit there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how else has that been helpful to you this year?
They may put favorite places where we hunted Mom. Like, last year, I think, in that place where that ginormous tree took down, it was really my favorite place because it didn't tire my legs out when we were walking that mountain. That was the first time. And we took Merritt out, and Angus was like, whoosh, I'm gone. But Merritt, I'm staying here. Angus would never come back, and then he came back. Merritt would never go, and then he went.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes early season is a little give and take before they really get a good handle, right?
Yep. Some dogs still need to practice.
We don't have any dogs that need practice, do we?
Yeah, does. He does.
Does he?
He seriously does.
Well, he's your dog, so you can be his number one critic.
Okay.
But you still love him, right?
Yep.
All right. Any other tips or tricks you got?
Nope. That's all.
Okay. Thanks for joining me today, Brooke.
Later.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bird Dog Babe Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and tag someone that would benefit from listening. And to help others find this podcast, please give it a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening from. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Until next time, Bird Dog Babes, keep them versatile.